All right, I think we're live. I think we're ready to go. I'm gonna make sure that mic's connected. Anyways, I don't know where to look at, not this mic over here or look at my screen. So we're just gonna go ahead and get started. I have a whole bunch of notes here. I took a bunch of notes on my tablet here. As you can see, I won't see it that well, but also my writing's terrible, so I don't want you to see that. So yeah, I'm back. I'm starting that first episode. I told you guys I wanted to start a podcast on Alzheimer's and dementia activities and all that stuff, right? Like, I wanted to share how to tackle behaviors, you know, how to look out for them, what's causing them. I may not know the answer to everything, nor am I the best at all this. You know, I'm not a professional, but I have about, 11 years under my belt. I've been in the industry for a while. I've seen it, but like I said, I'm not a professional. I'm here to share some tips or share some ideas and activities, you know, maybe how to reach out to hospice companies to help you out with like running an activity or help sponsoring an activity. There's a whole bunch you could do and all that. But the main thing is going to be about dementia and Alzheimer's. And that's like the main thing that I wanted to start this about, because not a lot of people know what dementia is like or what to look out for or what causes them, you know. There's a whole lot, you know, even I don't know. I was looking up for the definition of dementia like earlier, and like I kept getting a whole bunch of different ones. So I'm just gonna go with the one that I found in a medical website. I forgot which one it was, took a picture of it, and we're gonna go with it. So just wanted to introduce myself. My name is Ernest Herrera. Like I said, I've been in the senior industry for about 11 years or so. Started off as a volunteer, but we're gonna go back to that. I'll get back to that story in a bit. So, just want to let you know, this is a podcast. We're going to start recording, and let's get into it. First things first, what is dementia? Dementia describes various symptoms, and again, I got this off a website. Various symptoms of cognitive decline, like forgetfulness and difficulty communicating. Dementia is a symptom of several underlying conditions and brain disorders, including Alzheimer's disease. A lot of people confuse Alzheimer's and dementia to think of it as, you know, one thing, like Alzheimer's is one disease and dementia is another. No, it's combined. Dementia, then Alzheimer's is an underlying disease in it, which includes it, if I'm getting it right. If I'm wrong, again, I apologize. I'm not a professional. Dementia is a general term for symptoms affecting memory, communication, and thinking. Although the likelihood of having dementia increases with age, it is not normal. It is not a normal part of aging. Again, forgetfulness, that's normal, it happens. But dementia, you know, when you increase forgetfulness, you don't know what this is, you don't know what that is. Like I said, we'll get deeply into it. I found a little bit of, you know, on this website, and I'll probably go back to it and we'll make a sub episode into it. But I just want to just talk about how I got into it, how it's been my career for a while now, and yeah, you know, and how it's going. So how did I get into it? Well, it goes back to high school, back in 2011, 2012, when I graduated around that time. Started just as going to volunteer. I really did. You know, I found this place around down the street. At first, I was volunteering at a library, so I was just there. And it was kind of like boring work, you know, you're just at a library, just doing it. And yeah, just putting books away. Learning the Dewey Decimal System, whatever the fuck it's called. I'm sorry, I'm going to cuss on this because it's my podcast. I can do whatever I want. But yeah. It was boring work, you know, just putting books away, the go backs and all that, showing people where books are and stuff like that. I lasted there maybe a couple weeks, maybe a week, maybe a couple days. I don't remember. But after that, you know, one of my friends did tell me that he was volunteering at a community or a senior living. He was actually at a rehab or a skilled center type senior living. He was like restocking and putting stuff away for them, you know, just things like that. I went to another place. It was like down the street from where I live, maybe like 5-minute walk, 7-minute walk. And it was called Silverado at the time. Well, it's still Silverado. They still exist. It was just so long ago that no one that I know still works there. That's how I got into it. I started going for volunteering. I used to help set up activities. I used to help set up the dining table. You know, talk to them, read to them. I remember once I went in for a, it was one of the activity directors was setting up for a Passover. You know, it was I forgot what it was, but it was like a special dinner, and I helped her set up and I helped her read one of the sections. So, you know, that's when I started to feel more comfortable in talking to other people, because I was never like this. I never liked talking to people. I never liked talking in front of a camera, things like that. So that's where all that started unveiling. I know, weird for me to go there in a place where I don't like public speaking. Well, that's how it started. Anyways, I started going there, and then after that, they had another event. Which I helped set up for. It was like a barbecue or something like that. Helped decorate and things like that. Helped communicate with the residents, you know, talk to them. And just, you know, they just needed a companion. They just want someone to sit down with them and just talk to them. Hear them out, you know. They are human beings just like me and you. Just because they have dementia and Alzheimer's doesn't make them any different. So after that, I kept going. You know, after I finished my hours, I got them all signed. I kept going for maybe, I kept saying in my head like 4 months or so. I don't think it was that long. I think it was maybe like a, I don't remember exactly, but then I got into, or one of the caregivers that I met there when I was volunteering ran into me, like, maybe at a store, and he just told me, just apply, you know, you never know what could happen. So I did, I went for it. I got a job there as a part-time activities assistant, so help run that morning activities. Sometimes I would work at night and set up a movie and things like that. You know, it was barely my intro, dipping my water into getting into activities, and that's where it all started. And fun fact, I never worked as anything else. I've always been an activity director or assistant, or only worked in activities. Also a receptionist, but you know, that was for another time. But yeah, that's what started leading me into that career path. Just a volunteer, assistant, and then went on from there. All right, well, I'm gonna try to break it up into phases. You know, sometimes I forget what I'm talking about. You know, and it's gonna happen. I never done a podcast before, and this is my first time. I tried to make an episode before, and like, I kind of like, it came out okay, but it was just like a test, you know, like a test run to make sure that I'm gonna be able to talk about what I could talk about if I know enough. And sometimes, you know, it's gonna be a short episode from 20 minutes to 30 minutes. Sometimes it's gonna be a long episode up to an hour. I plan on having guests, you know, up to like professionals, co-workers, friends, just talk about stories, you know, because we connect with these residents, right? Like, we just do, and then we have our stories, and obviously we're not going to say names because HIPAA and all that, but we're going to talk about it to the best of our abilities. You know, like I said, I didn't know you could gain so much experience from just volunteering. I didn't know I'd go down this path. I thought it was going to be like a college student, you know, getting to like business or something like that, but I didn't. My heart was in memory care already, and I wanted to help where I could help, and I wanted to give the residents the best they can, you know, because they pay so much, and you know, you just want to care for them. You wanted to have fun. You wanted them to live their life. You want to, like, make them independent again. You know, as independent as they could be, because, like, it's a memory care, like I said. But, you know, I started as an activities director. You might ask, what's an activities director or lifestyle director or life enrichment director? They're all kind of the same. You basically run the program, right? You have this calendar that you have to create, and that's where you set up your schedule, your activities. You kind of base up a little routine for them, kind of like, you know, the morning exercise, morning fitness, morning dance off, or something like that. And that happens every morning. You could do a sing-along. You could do a morning walk. You could do morning ball talk. There's like so many things you could do. There's also another activity that I like to do called Daily Chronicles, one of my favorites. And they love that. And like I said, that probably broke the public speaking in my area. I used to hate public speaking. I never wanted to be in front of a camera. I never wanted to stand in front of people. Now it's like, whatever. I still get nervous sometimes because, like, I don't know. You just get nervous no matter what. But, you know, being an activity director has been fun for sure. I definitely learned a lot. Definitely learned how to, you know, there's 20 quirks to it. I definitely learned how to do nails, right? There's a lot of ladies there and they love to do their nails. I learned how to do nails back when I was at Roundtree. That's my other job. That was my other job. I learned how to do singing, you know, and my voice is terrible, and we used to sing all the time there. So singing, what else did we used to do? Exercising all the time, like every day on a daily basis. How to talk to them, you know, because a lot of people think that you gotta yell or something like that, or be loud. Don't be loud. They don't want that. You're just gonna scare them. You know, they're hard of hearing. They're not. Of course, now there's technology for that. You know, there's obviously there's hearing aids and all, but there's like, right now I just learned of something. There's like a headphone that they could put on and like you carry a little headset and you talk to them and they could hear you through that. And it's like a nice private session. Instead of being loud all the time, they're gonna not like it, right? They'll be like, why is this guy yelling at me? Because they could tell. Just because he's talk loud doesn't mean that you're helping it. Probably irritating more at that point. So yeah, definitely. You definitely learn a lot. What has it taught me? Well, it's taught me to kind of step back and view from their perspective, right? Like, kind of like you have to slow down a little bit. Kind of feel like activities is fast-paced. It's not supposed to be. Yeah, you're supposed to be on time and start the activities and all that to have that routine. Because they will call you out on it. If you don't make an activity happen, trust me, just because they have dementia, memory care, or they forget something, they're not going to forget that you forgot them. They're going to own it. They're going to call you out for that. So don't do that to them, please. But yeah, it's taught me more like how to understand behaviors. Like, why is this person wanting to leave? Why is that person exit seeking all the time? Why is this person attacking me or something like that? It happens. I got attacked by a trash can once. Did she mean it? Probably not. But the name Ernie struck a chord with her because, you know, she probably knew someone that was named Ernie. But it happens. You know, it's not your fault because they act a certain way. It's just, you know, you got to understand why it's happening. So, you know, there's that. There's behaviors like, let's see, crying all the time. Why are they crying all the time? How can I help them? Well, hear them out. You know, have them reflect a little bit. Tell you what's going on. And then from there, redirect a little and kind of steer them away from that conversation. I was like, oh, you know, you did this. Well, tell me more about that. And now you learn to steer away from that, you know, conversation that's making them sad. So, you know, there's lots of things that you could do to redirect. Lots of things you could do to help them reflect or, you know, talk away from it. Same with exit seeking. Why is this person wanting to leave all the time? Well, find out. Why do they want to leave? What's going on? What's bothering them? What's bothering them that they don't want to be in the community all the time? Like, what's, you know, like, I don't want to be here because of that. Or maybe it's too loud, they want to leave. Or maybe they saw something that reminded them of someone. They want to go after them and they want to catch them and talk to them. So many factors. You just got to talk to them and help redirect. Or even just take them on a walk. That's what my current boss does. You know, when someone's in a bad mood or someone's like seeking an exit, he just takes about like, you know what, let's go out for a walk or something like that. And it helps them out. It really does. Let's see what else we got in the question list here. What's my goal for this channel or podcast? Man, I have a lot. Honestly, just tackle behaviors. Like I said, like go deep and dive, like, you know, talk about, I don't know, like I just mentioned, exit seeking. Make a whole episode on that and what we could do. Sorry, can't talk today. And, you know, how to tackle that. Maybe bring in a couple special guests. You know, I already asked a couple people. I have a new boss. Name's Patrick. He wanted to join on the podcast. You know, maybe we could talk about stories or like back in the day stories that used to happen. Or why we implement certain activities or why we do what we do or like, even bringing on a chef that you work with at a community, what's the importance of finger foods? What's the importance of finger foods and adaptive utensils and stuff like that? You know, because there's so much purees and all that. Talk about that, why that happens, why we do that. And, you know, talk about resident safety. Talk about so many things. There's open-end discussions on community care, rehabs, outing, activity ideas. There's so much we could do. So much. Talk about stories about why we do certain activities. What other projects I have? Well, I have other projects that I'm working on. I just started a TikTok talk about senior care, you know, kind of an educational thing. It's called, I'm going to get my phone out because I don't remember the name of it. But it is called, I don't remember because I'm not there. The channel's called Ernie on the Brain. But the channel name is Senior Care Chronicles. So make sure, go follow that. I could get that kind of focus. Follow that guy. Follow that handsome guy. He'll help you out. Just kidding, not handsome at all. Yeah, that's the other project I got going on. I also have my side projects where I'm a photographer, so I do like photography stuff and, you know, side gigs on that. Cinematics, you know, stuff like that. I like cinematography. So that's all my other side projects that I'm working on. And I'm going to try my best to tie it into this and kind of help this channel grow a little bit. Like I said, I don't know yet. I just wanted to make an intro channel, bring in some friends, bring in some special guests, maybe even make an episode with my sister. She has a bachelor's in psychology, and we could talk about how it ties into certain things. Make a whole bunch of questions and just answer them down. And if you have questions, write them down in the comments. I would love to answer them. We could talk about all that stuff. You can make a whole list of questions, and one episode could be Q&As. It could be a vlog. It doesn't have to be a podcast. So many things you could do. What platforms will I use? Well, that's a great question I asked myself. Thank you, Ernie, for asking that. I will be using Spotify if I could figure out how to use it. I'll be using YouTube. I'll be using TikTok as well. But that'll probably be like sub episodes, like mini ones to kind of direct you guys into that. I'm still learning about podcast platforms and how to set it up. But I'll probably be using all of those and, you know, just try to make an episode at least once a week or maybe twice a week. Like I said, I don't know what I'm going to talk about yet. So I don't know where we'll lead. But, you know, maybe the next episode I could talk about a certain. But I will definitely be. Sorry, got a message mid-video. Thanks, Brent. You're the best. Anyways, I still don't know how I'm going to set it up or things like that. But like I said. I said I don't know a lot today. I'm going to call this the I don't know episode. I remember that question. I asked myself the question, do I still work as an activities director? Yes, I do. I do. I've been working on that for about, like I said, almost 11 years. That's all I've ever done and never worked in retail or anything like that. Only other place I work that's an oddball to my line of experience is Planet Fitness. And I worked there for maybe a year or under that. And that was just because I was trying to get a car. So that's that. I love that job. Met some cool people. You know, they're really awesome when I would tell them about my job and, you know, my stories. They were like, why are you doing this? And I was like, you're just trying to get a car. But I liked what I was. And by then, I was already a people person. So I was starting to talk to them and all that, you know. Just trying to get myself into fitness lifestyle. Like I said, will there be an episode next week? Probably. It's my birthday. I probably have some free time. Took a couple days off. So I'll probably get more in depth about what I do. I didn't know what I wrote there. But I mean, it's probably a question that I brought up earlier or a point that I brought up. Collaborations and invitations. Absolutely. I'll be inviting people to come talk with me on the channel. You can either come to my house. I don't mind. Or you could do it through video chat. I have a little setup that I have in my room. We'll just bring in another chair. That's about it. I mean, my bed's back there. It's not like, you know, they could see it anyways. That's why I set this angle like that. But I mean, I guess if you want to jump on the channel and you want to drive all the way to Elsinore, be my guest. We'll plan it out before we make that happen, because you always need a plan. Like, I wrote all these notes literally this morning just so I could think of what to talk about, and it actually helped out. The first time I tried to do the episode, I had no idea what I was talking about. But I will say, I want to say thank you to everyone that's been supporting this, because like, I announced this maybe a month ago on LinkedIn, Facebook, and all like the people that I used to work with, all my old coworkers, they all loved the idea. The family did. And I don't know, it's just, you know, something that you could go down the line of just talking about stories about dementia and Alzheimer's, activities that I used to do, you know, like heartfelt moments, right? Like, you don't have to mention names. You just gotta talk about why you do what you do. And sometimes it might even be tearjerkers. Like, sometimes it's going to be hard to talk about what you do. And it is. There are days that, you know, that's tough because you lost a loved one in there that you really loved, you know, and it really hurts. Like, being introduced into the new activities, I don't know what to call it, a new activity style, but like a Montessori approach, it's really helped me connect more with the residents rather than just doing traditional activities. Like, you know, today we're going to do sing-along, and then we're going to do fitness, and then we're going to do trivia, and then we're going to do that. And it's just so linear compared to like a Montessori approach, where you have them help you out with an activity, or you do sing-along, but it's someone else, or it's a care staff that's running it, or it's a manager that's running it. Like, changing the face and changing the environment and like just giving them choices to do what they do on a daily basis makes them happy. Like, You know, what type of exercise do you want to do today? Do you want to do a little dancing? Do you want to do chair yoga? Have them choose. You guys want to go on an outing next week? Where do you guys want to go? You guys want to go to Black Bear Diner? You guys want to go to In-N-Out? I don't know if I could get that bus through In-N-Out, man. That'd be crazy. But, you know, that'd be something fun they could enjoy. Maybe they haven't had a cheeseburger or double-double in years and they want one. The possibilities are endless in activities. And like I said, this topic on senior care, Alzheimer's, dementia, it's going to be so much. You know, we're going to talk about what to look out for. Maybe we could have a professional come on board. Why early onset happens, or, you know, why does this happen and stuff like that. There's different types of dementia, and I have it here. So types of causes of dementia include Alzheimer's disease, vascular dementia, Lewy body dementia, which may occur with Parkinson's disease, if you've probably heard that. Frontotemporal dementia. I struggled to say that. Like I said, I'm not a professional. Mixed dementia. Apparently, there's that. Experts may refer to these as Alzheimer's disease and Alzheimer's disease-related dementias. It's an article I found. Maybe sometimes we'll get into articles and talk about what, you know, certain dementias mean and stuff like that. Lewy body, what's this? What's that? What happens? What to look out for? How will it be broken up? Well, I kind of just talked about it. I really don't know. But we're going to try. Topics to cover? Well, there's a lot, like I mentioned. And maybe one week we could do activities topics. The other week we could do Lewy body or different types of dementia. Just go from there. Disclaimer again, you know, just want to say thank you guys for watching this episode. Like I said, it wasn't going to be a long one. But I at least wanted to start it. Because if you don't hit record, you're never going to get out there and start your shit. Anyways, disclaimer. I am not a specialist. I'm not a professional. I've been in the industry for about 9 years. God damn it, I changed it again. For 11 years, my bad. I've been in the industry for 11 years. And yeah, I'm not a professional. I've seen a lot. And I could probably help out where I can. You know, I could show why things happen. I don't know why things happen, but, you know, I could show why and what to do, you know, like say, like behaviors and stuff. I could try and help you out with that, but I could be wrong sometimes. I'm not a professional, like I said. So thank you guys for watching this episode or hearing this episode. I don't know how you're going to watch it or anything like that. Thank you guys for joining, and I'll catch you guys on the next one. Thank you.